Charge of Reproductive, Maternal and Child Health from the Ministry of Health has tasked healthcare workers to adhere to their professional code of conduct or else risk dismissal. The commissioner sounded a warning during official commissioning of the main operating theatre at Maraja Health Centre 4.
For the first time in history, this is the first public theater to be opened in Maraja district. The first. Not so. You also have blood transfusion services. We are trying to make sure that patients have an option. But what we are trying to address is that poor of the poorest who cannot afford the other side has somewhere to get good health care, and that is here. So we are not at competition. We are not going to on radio to say the other one is bad, this one is good. No, DHI want to appreciate you. Any midwife or any health worker who does not fit the standards of Maraja, you transfer. Put to a health center too. If you can't fit a health center too, dismiss in public interest. There is a provision of dismissal in the public interest. In the Fort Portal regional referral where I sit on the board, we've dismissed four in the public interest. Four. So if someone is a drunkard, he cannot work. There is one I know here who loves his bottle so much, he always comes here. I don't know the name, but I know him by face. Please, the new Maraja doesn't need drunkards. The new Maraja doesn't need drunkards. Eh? Don't come next to me when you are drunk. Because the patients we are going to take here, if you are drunk and we are going to also sedate the patient, who will treat who? The drunkard, you don't want to be in the hands of a drunk healthcare worker.
The theatre, constructed at a tune of 700 million Ugandan shillings funded by Enabel, becomes the first established under government since the inception of Maraja District in 2010. Dr. Fayo Victor of Arua Regional Referral Hospital admits that opening of the theatre will relieve the regional hospital of the overwhelming referrals caused by lack of government established theatre in Maraja District. However, Dr. Fayo appeals to the health workers at Maraja Health Center 4 to avoid perpetual absenteeism and extortion in order to serve the community.
The issue of organized absenteeism is my main problem in this local maternity neonatal system. To an extent where a doctor must be called. Now, sometimes I ask myself, called from where? Where is the doctor supposed to be? Where is the midwife supposed to be? In a rural regional referral hospital, it reached a moment where, if the changeover was supposed to be at 2 p.m., you will find staffs arriving at 4, but wanting to leave at 8 p.m. My appeal to you, I don't want to hear a situation, a referral note, reading that doctor out of place. You are three. I know you by names. I know you by faces. I know you by your skills. I know you in every aspect. And therefore, should I hear that in Maraja Health Center 4, there is going to be a gap because doctors are not in place, midwife so and so is not there, you stand responsible. I also want to appeal to you, the in-charge, that you need as much as possible to decentralize services here. I don't also want to hear that at one moment the theater is closed. No. All the doors of this facility, the keys must be openly seen and services must be accessed 24/7. And we'll be monitoring this. Inside, these keys will not be in your house. Let them be where they're supposed to be.
Meanwhile, Maraja District Health Officer Dr. Paul Onjuwo used the event to call on local population to embrace and utilize the facility.
I am very, very grateful, and therefore, on behalf of the District Health Department and that of my own, I would like to welcome you for this very important occasion. Our key activity here, ladies and gentlemen, is opening this theater for use, for which we are very grateful to God and all us stakeholders. However, it will be incomplete if I don't give you a quick summary of the investment government has had here in the last 5 or 6 years. We have had upgrade of 4 facilities from Health Center 2 to Health Center 3 with the equipment therein. I'll not mention their names. We have had a facelift and actually structural upgrade of one of the existing health facilities, health center series, that is Olovo. So that makes it five. We had a new facility built, a new health center three built, though we are still at the verge of completing. That is Kijomoro, in Kijomoro, a Kaligo Health Center 3. And now, we only had the OPD. So over the years, you can see what we have. What we are waiting for, this was an advanced health center 2. So today, we lift it from the advanced health center 2 through health center 3 to health center 4. So all this is gratitude to government. No wonder the people of Maratha have been voting for the ruling government. It is not for nothing. So let's use the services.
Meanwhile, the LC5 chairperson, Maratha District, Stephen Obitre, rallies staff at the facility to establish friendly relationships with clients by behaving well.
Services are now brought closer. Let's now come home and utilize this service. To the staff, I want to tell you, you should actually make friendship with the patients. Make friendship with the patients and ensure you handle them well. Recently, we had a community baraza. I was not happy at all when some community members made some remarks about some specific behaviors of some specific cadre here. We need to start from zero. We leave those past differences, those past experiences, we leave them aside. We start from zero. And I believe that patient-staff relationship will improve and, will be able to enjoy this place. To the administration, Kao, I advise you have to ensure there is effective and efficient management of human resources. Once human resource is not handled well, all these services we are talking about will not be enjoyed. These services will not be enjoyed by our communities. You're not taming staff. Ensuring staff work well begins from there, from the administration. So I trust your zeal. I know you will be able to continue to improve performance of the staff in this district.
Maratha District Resident Commissioner Wibble Patience explains that patients expect a lot from the facility and warns against showing negative responses to patients.
You know, we should be that type of people. When these people come, they expect a lot of from us. They expect a lot of that from us, especially the mothers. We are the mothers. If the mother came here and then she got a negative response, do you think that mother will come? Those are the mothers that are going to die back in the community.